That's not what I am.
Yeah.
I am not a man. That's my story. That's my role.
Yeah.
So I love to be around men who are beginning to get they are not men. Now they are great men to be around. And I love to be around women who are beginning to get they're not women. Oh, it's such a, it's so much cooler you don't even go back to the old kind. The beings who beginning to know that they're more than their sex are the beings who don't take everything so serious, and they're able to take responsibility for whatever they do in their body. So therefore, whatever they do with you, they don't crucify you about it later, because they're conscious enough of who they are to fully enter into any kind of an arrangement with you. It's so much easier to deal with sane minds. I'm telling you. And they can dance.
And they're cute.
And you know, I'm serious. There's nothing you're doing with a person that's insane that you're going through a lot of challenges with, broken into by a little periods where you have a good time. Okay. There's nothing that you're going through with that person that you would not also, that you love, that you would not also experience with a sane being, a truth being, a spiritual being. You would get all the best of the relationship that you hate without any other crap. So therefore, there's new adventures showing up all the time because you don't have the fear to keep them away. The relationship stays interesting and you never get bored, because there's not any fear that makes you put up a barrier, and then the person has to just operate within the little barrier of your fear, and then you wonder why you get bored? It's the same thing over and over. Because there's no freedom and no safety that would allow the relationship to open up so that the love part of the mind can give you our constantly exciting, powerful adventures of truth and oneness. You haven't had sex until you've had it without guilt. First time I had guiltless sex, I didn't know what to do. I couldn't feel guilty. Yeah, I was used to later on, I shouldn't have done that. I wonder if I should have. What's going to come out of that? I don't know. Do I feel a burning? You know. I know I get too real for some people. They never come back. But you do act like a real person.
Yeah,
right, what's wrong with you? So the last message, y'all know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to experience all the things that you experience in your body, the joyful, cool stuff that you experience, but without the fear and the guilt and the drama? Of course you would. That's what this is offering us. It's not trying to get us to sacrifice anything. It's just trying to get rid of the problem. It's not trying to say you can't enjoy your body, or you should deny your body, or that you shouldn't enjoy the physical world. It's saying I want you to experience it without pain, fear, sickness, and guilt. Because then you'll start to remember what love is really like.
Can you imagine?
And that's where it starts. It starts with imagining it. It starts with seeing it, even if we don't know how in the world it would happen. And I got nerve enough to do that. I got nerve enough to ask for stuff I don't even know how I could get it. Do you?
Yeah.
Do you have nerve enough to start doing that?
Yeah.
Start asking for things that you can't figure out how to achieve them.
Mm-hmm. That means you're not in charge, doesn't it?
And it also means you let the limits off. You definitely let go of the limit to receiving it. Because it, up until that point, what you were doing was asking for stuff, but you wouldn't let it come in unless you saw how you could receive it. See how that blocks your good?
Yeah.
I want it, but I won't let myself have it unless I can figure out how to achieve it. Okay, then the truth is saying, no, flip that up, go, I want it even if I don't know how to have it, and I'm willing to receive things in ways I haven't thought of.
Yes.
I am willing to receive things in ways I have not thought of. See, that gets rid of the block. That gets rid of the block, and then it shows up when you least expect it.
Cool.
And that's experience in the Holy Spirit.
That is experience in the Holy Spirit, because it's only the Holy Spirit in you that would have set it up where you didn't lose.
Right.
That's how you know you're getting in touch with the Holy Spirit, because it's the part of your mind that's saying stuff to you for an hour like, you deserve to be happy, and there's nothing else but that which you deserve. You know the part of you that doesn't love you wouldn't have it coming through my body. And whatever I'm saying to you is what you're telepathically asking me to say to you anyway, because I'm a physical effect, which means that you are the cause of what you're hearing. Because the physical effect comes after the mental cause. So if I'm physical, then I'm one step behind what you thought of before I said it. So I'm telling you what you want to hear. That's what I'm saying. That there's a part of you that wants to hear about your unconditional love.
Yeah.
Or you would not be sitting in this room. So you know there is a part of you that already really and truly believes this.
I love the part when you say you're loving and lovable. It's almost climatic for me.
Yeah.
Serious.
Yeah.
I
sometimes question, you know, I have a mind that says, are you really lovable? Can anybody really love you? Can anybody really love you? Then the ego part of my mind, it just has a whole laundry list.
Yeah.
You remember that? It's like a TV show, My Name is Earl. You know what I'm saying? It's like, here's my list of D's that I need to correct.
Yeah.
You know. So the last thing I'm going to say before we go back out in the lab is that the undoing is necessary only in your mind, so that you will not project instead of extend. God herself has established what you can extend with perfect safety. Therefore, the Holy Spirit's third lesson is be vigilant. Take it slow. Be vigilant for what? Only for God and God's kingdom. So God is love, the kingdom is joy. So we'll say it again. Be vigilant only for love and its joy. That's the third lesson. Be vigilant for your happiness.
Yes.
And the joy that goes with it. Thanks for listening to this much with me today. Y'all cold-blooded.
Thank you, brother.
Hey. Woo! My goodness, let me do the love offering. Thank you for sharing with me in my full-time ministry with the Course in Miracles, Holy Spirit. And then I got one little thing we're going to do. Take about 2 or 3 minutes before we get out of here. So let's do this right quick. Divine love. Through me, eyes, all that I have,
all that I give,
and all that I receive. Thank you for sharing with me, Holy Spirit. I really appreciate it. I really do.
I really appreciate you, Earl Forty.
Thank you, Dad, Judy, Bobby. I appreciate you too.
Well, we've got step one whipped.
I bet you remembered a lot of this that we've said today.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the three steps of actually having what you want.
Oh, yeah.
What you know, basically it's what?
Accepting.
Purifying.
Rejecting.
And you know we good at rejecting. We got one step already.
Hey, you know how you can remember that? Because I always like to associate. That's the APR. You got it? You know what the APR is on your charge account.
Right.
It's accepting, purifying, and rejecting. The APR of your
tookus.
That's right.
Yeah, let me pay. I'm taking some money out here, but I am.
I'm available for one-on-one sessions. I've been doing astrology and numerology and the course together for over 25 years. And working with people in the classes, and I'd like to take this material and apply it to your situation or circumstance. If you're interested, here are some flyers on the 2 sessions I do, and I put them up here. So what we want to do is try to see if we can get the steps in our head. So we're going to see if we can use a little repetition to bring the thoughts into my mind. Accept it, purify it, reject it. Accept, purify, reject it. Accept it, fear, reject the lack, reject the fear, reject the lack, reject the fear, reject the guilt, reject the sickness.